We've been talking about a lot of different things over the last few weeks, but overall, there is a digital divide. There's a difference in technological advances between our community and other communities, perhaps. And I know you have some personal initiatives that might help with that. Why don't you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I think people have really responded to our segment here on Thursdays, and that's because every week we put things in front of them that they weren't aware of. And the challenge then with that is that there's all these opportunities out here in technology and on the internet, and there's a large portion of us who aren't able to take advantage of it simply because of lack of awareness. So, you know, I've been involved in this personally for a really long time and decided finally that I wanted to do something to kind of centralize that information and give people a place to go.
Right.
Know about these opportunities.
And where can they go?
Well, I'm launching a project that's called the Close the Divide Project. The website is closethedivide4.me.
That's the number
we're actually
4.
Launching next Thursday with a live chat with myself, Mario Armstrong from CNN, and Jeff Johnson talking about some of these issues, but really introducing this project. And really what it is to give people an opportunity to have access to all the resources that you and I talk about on a weekly basis that I find in my daily travels in the areas of career advancement, in the area of education, in the area of entrepreneurship, and also to tell stories of people who have achieved great things by mastering technology and having an understanding of this digital landscape.
Navarro, give us some perspective. How serious is the divide and why should we be concerned?
You know, it's huge in multiple areas. I mean, let's take employment, for example. I've often said that, you know, the national employment rate hovers around 8-9%, but for minorities, it hovers around 15-16%. But at the same time, in technology fields, the unemployment rate is close to zero. So if we did the simple thing of helping people in that large unemployment rate get educated about technology, we could connect them to opportunities that right now are right next to them and they can't take advantage of. And I think in every aspect of our life, there's a way that technology can help you accelerate it. I mean, it's something as small as I went to see the Avengers this weekend and I bought my tickets on my phone, and when I got there, people were in line.
Right.
Who couldn't get in because it was sold out.
Right.
So it's those simple advantages that people miss out on a daily basis.
And we sit around and gripe about a lot of those simple things, and they could be easily rectified if we had the right tools in our hands, literally.
Yeah, and you know, I talk to people a lot, and really what I talk about is it's a perspective problem. You know, people who understand the power of the internet kind of have a wide field perspective. They know that they're pretty much a Google search away from solving their problem.
Right.
But there are a large demographic of us who have a really narrow scope, so opportunities are right to their left, and they can't connect with them because they just don't have the wide enough perspective to know that they're there.
Absolutely. Well, we're excited about your initiative. Tell us again the launch date and the
sure.
website address.
Yep, absolutely. So we're launching next Thursday night at 8 p.m. You can actually go to the site now and sign up. The reaction has been great on Twitter. Thousands of people have signed up already. The website is closethedivide4.me. You can sign up and give us your email and tweet out to your friends, and we'll let you know the information. Like I said, there's a live video conversation with myself, Mario Armstrong, and Jeff Johnson.
Well, and of course, we'll remind you next Thursday to make sure that you are all present for that launch. We're excited about it. Thanks for all that you do to keep us informed in the area of technology. You can follow Navarro on Twitter at Navarro Wright. That's NavarroWright. Of course, you can log on to praisecharlotte.com as well for more information. Thanks so much, Navarro.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day. We've got Ernest Pugh and Patrick Dobson on the way right here on Praise.